let's fire this thing up. It is the Daily Podcast. Welcome, welcome, folks. It is me, Dave, and all the best moments from today's show just for you. Well, happy first day of spring, even though it feels nothing like the sort. It's like a winter that's a telemarketer this year. Let us alone. Leave us be. There's snow again, in case you haven't heard. And we started things off today talking about that. Our classic brackets wrapped up today with the final between Tom Petty and Bob Seger. Find out how that ended up. We're fit to be tied with the forecast, so we hit the phones. We knew we weren't alone. If snow was a person, I would fill in the blank. And fill in the blank they did this morning. Had a good time with that. 3 to C, we handed out tickets to the ELO show starring Jeff Lynne. Another crazy performance by you, the listener, sussing out the artist we're asking you to track down. Find out how that went. Turning our attention to warmer climates, Ted Cruz down in Texas has been workshopping some jingles for his re-election campaign, and we had the audio to prove it. Plus, there's a David Bowie superfan in the city that we talked to last year, and she's making the news for a different reason. Currently, find out about that and a whole bunch more. Here you go. Let's do it. It is the Daily Podcast.
We're at 34 degrees, and I just can't deal with this. I'm sorry.
Hey,
I can't deal with this.
It's the first day of spring, John. Be happy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it feels like it with my heat up on 4 out of 5.
Yeah, you know, the first day of spring. All I'm thinking about is...
Shoveling snow, backbreaking all-day labor.
I thought I was putting the snowblower away. All right. You know, I had it all packed up, raring to go.
My flowers are out.
Yeah, me too.
I can pick a bunch.
Not anymore, Dave. Yeah. You better go buy some new ones.
It's been real.
I was in shock that as the snow melted, there was all this green coming up on the ground, and now there's going to be more snow on top of it. My poor little plants.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
102.9 MGK.
Well, Bob Seger defeated Bad Company, Aerosmith, and now it's time for him to take on Tom Petty. Tom Petty, right, defeated ELO and Lynyrd Skynyrd, so it's Bob Seger up against Tom Petty in our classic brackets. If you want to vote for Tom, use 1, text 1 to MGK, MGK. You want to vote for Bob? Well, go with 2 to MGK, MGK. As a matter of fact, because it is the final, we'll have an extended set here. We'll start out with Tom Petty and then move our way on to Bob Seger. So 1 for Petty, 2 for Seger to MGK, MGK. This is the final, and you make the decision. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. The voting on this has been massive, has been absolutely massive, but only one person can be our winner this morning, ladies and gentlemen. This was tight, too. We thought this would happen, but I had this underdog feeling for the longest time, going, you know, maybe it's possible. Could he pull it off? But he didn't. Winning by 51%. And actually, a total of 11 votes. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner is Tom Petty.
The South rose again.
Save your Dixie Cups. The South shall rise again. Yes, indeed. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers winning our elimination round in our classic brackets. We'll get to a little more Tom in a moment. We've got a question to ask you. So as long as you've been so busy texting, keep those phones handy because we're going to ask you to call 215-263-WMGK. But first, with her faulty equipment this morning, joining us on the telephone is Cindy Graham. Hey, Sin.
I blame the nor'easter.
I'm blaming the nor'easter on everything on a nor'easter this morning.
Exactly.
She's live from the MGK traffic helicopter.
Right.
That works.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
1, 2, 3.
It's time to play 3 to C ELO.
3 to C ELO, the most in-demand ticket we know of in the marketplace, ladies and gentlemen. And joining us this morning, taking a shot at this, is Ryan. Good morning, Ryan. How you doing? Ryan, you want to talk to us anytime soon?
Ryan!
Ryan dropped out. Oh, too bad. Wow. Let's go over to, let's give Steve a shot. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
I'm great.
Okay, all right. that pause got me scared. I thought we lost you like we did with Ryan.
I'm here. All right.
Now you understand what it is you have to do here. You get to ask us three yes or no questions. Right. And then you can take a shot at who the band is. Remember, it's three yes or no questions. Some people think the third question has to be their band guest, but no. You get three questions and then a band guest, all right?
Right.
All right, now, are you an ELO fan?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much.
I am dying to see this show, and like I said, it sold out so fast. So what is your very first question?
Is the person a guitarist?
Yes.
Okay. Is the person still alive?
Yes.
Is he American?
No. You're going to have to take a guess.
I'm trying to think of somebody.
All right, give me something in 5 seconds.
Keith Richards.
Keith Richards. You sure that's where you want to go? Because it seems like you just pulled that out. Keith Richards. Well, you know what? We got to accept it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way it works, right? It's got to be accepted, so...
Oh, again.
What a guess.
Again.
One first call, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
All right. Absolutely incredible.
Yeah, you sound like you can't believe it, Steve.
We can't believe it because it didn't sound like you knew where you were going, right? Keith Richards is absolutely correct. You are going to go see ELO at the Wells Fargo Center on the 24th. Boy, I bet you Brian is pissed right now. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. I cannot believe that we had another person get it on the very first call. 3-ELO. Our congratulations to Steve Smart, an appropriately named man. Another person. This is the second person in Ronhurst.
Right. Down Northeast Philly.
All right. Let's hear it for Steve Smart. That was, wow.
That's impressive.
And in all honesty, I didn't think he was going to get it.
No, he didn't.
Right. He didn't think he was going to get it. You're right.
He was hamana.
Yeah,
so. Keith Richards.
How'd you like to be Ryan?
Right. Oh, Ryan's got to be.
That sucks, right?
Right, Ryan. Yeah. Ryan made it on the air last week.
Oh, did he?
Right? Yeah, because when I heard it, you know, when I was putting everybody on hold, I said, Ryan, why aren't you on the air once before? And he said, yeah. And, you know, okay, so now he's 0-2.
Ryan's obviously not from Northeast Philly.
So,
that's the key to this game.
So Steve Smart from Ronhurst got the ELO tickets. What do you think tomorrow? You two Eagles?
I think we go big.
You think you go big tomorrow?
Yeah, I like you too.
You too. Yeah. The Eagles aren't big enough.
Well, it's James Taylor's bringing that show down a little bit. You know, if it was Jimmy Buffett, you get a good nap before the Eagles come on stage. Now, if it was Buffett, it'd be a big party.
People are still working off their St. Patty's hangovers. Let's give them you two.
All right, because we have the last pair of you two tickets.
Yes. Yep.
All right, we were giving them out over the weekend. The show's sold out.
It's actually why Dave and I didn't have any for the weekend.
Really?
I took it from you.
Huh?
Yeah, you took them from us. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. That's it.
Shows
right.
a lot.
Really, I'm
going
to do weather
means
now.
A lot to
really
us.
Helped
Before
out my Sunday show while nobody was listening.
Nobody was listening to your Sunday show because they were hungover from their Saturday St. Patrick's
Party. Well, that's
party.
Why my Sunday show is a hungover man cold Sunday. Yeah, that's what the whole show was about.
Play nothing but Kiss.
It's time once again for
the John DeBella Podcast.
We have a big show, a real big shoe.
Yep. John DeBella.
You should never be allowed to talk to people.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
I found this morning and thought that, like, maybe there's something we could do with it to help it. You know, Senator Ted Cruz, we don't normally talk politics, but it's Texas politics, so who cares, right? You know, Senator Ted Cruz running for office again. Do you know, I saw a report last week that said he is hands down the most hated man in the Senate. Everybody, no one has a nice thing to say about that guy.
Yeah, because he's a badass.
All right, you think it
he takes
he's
everybody
a
on?
Right, he takes right, but he doesn't take him on in the smartest.
He's got to hate the face, though.
Right, come on.
Well, he looks like that one person on the internet.
The Who Zodiac Killer.
Yeah, the Zodiac Killer. Yes, right. Exactly.
Right. But he's got a new campaign song. All right, it goes like this.
If you're gonna run in Texas, you can't be a liberal man, cause liberal thought is not the spirit of a Lone Star Man. You gotta be tough.
Who did this song originally?
Alabama.
I'm Alabama.
I love Alabama.
So can't be a liberal man. Yeah, you know, so that's the new disease. You know, it's worse than cancer. Liberal,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, well,
but
I agree.
But I was thinking maybe we could help Ted out.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I'm all for it.
You know, come up with something like
Ted Cruz jingle ideas. Take one.
He's gonna help you keep your guns, but he's gotta come up with puns. If you wanna make it in politics, you better learn how to take some licks. If you wanna make it in Texas, you better pay your taxes. If you want to make it here, you better slick back your hair. If you know Ted'll get it handled, don't Google his sex scandal.
I'm Ted Cruz, and I approve this message.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Listen, we're doing a radio thing here. Go with it.
102.9.
Screw you, DeBella!
MGK.
And your imaginary Corvette! All right, so I've got a question for everybody, whether you're listening or here in the studio this morning. All right, I have had it. I can honestly say that I actually started to get tense yesterday at home when I was watching the weather reports, seeing this damn fourth nor'easter coming our way. All right, I've had my fill of snow. So the question I had for you is, if snow was a person, I would blank, fill in the blank. If snow was a person, I would blank, fill in the blank, 215-263-WMGK, go.
Punch it in the face.
Punch it in the
especially
face.
Especially this one.
That's relatable.
Right in the face.
Dave? I'd invite them over to my grandma's house where they would inevitably melt within 2 seconds if I'm coming in. My family visits my grandma's house. It's like a swingers party. People just start disrobing immediately.
Cindy, what about yourself?
It's a kick to the private.
That's exactly where
nice.
I was going, right?
You just there you go.
But I was going nuts. I was going to go just like,
all right.
One den of nuts. That's exactly where I would go. I have just had it. I've absolutely had
I'm
it with the
out.
Snow. So I don't know where you stand, folks, but give us a call, 215-263-WMGK. If snow was a person, I would blank. You know, normally I'm not affected by it. Normally, you know, when you have like snow during the course of the winter, okay, it's wintertime. It's the way we've been getting it. And you know, and how much we've been getting in this short amount of time that I've just had it. I've just absolutely had it with it. So.
Yeah, you don't expect snow during Easter egg hunts.
Exactly. You know,
let me find my eggs in the grass like every other year.
So the question at hand, if snow was a person, right? Fill in the blank. All right, now let me go to line one here. We got Eileen on the line. Good morning, Eileen. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine, but you didn't answer my question. I asked you how you were doing first.
I'm great, thanks.
Okay. All right, so are you fed up with snow?
I am fed up with snow.
All right, so let me ask you, if snow was a person, I would blank. Fill in the blank.
I would unfriend them on Facebook.
Okay, good. Scott, what would you do to snow if it was a person?
It'd have to be a redhead, but I'd lick it.
What?
Okay. We're all a little jammed up about that.
What about blonde snow, which is yellow?
It'd still have to lick it.
Oh, cool. Well, have a good weekend there, Scott.
We got the curve update. Let's go. Denise, what about you? What would you do to snow if it was a person?
I move it in with my mother.
Let's go over to Leo.
I would float them in space, dude.
Float them in space,
dude.
Okay.
Not the only one floating.
Bill, what about you?
I would deport it.
Stephanie, what about yourself? What would you do to snow?
I would definitely let my dog pee on him.
Rhonda, what about yourself? What would you do if snow was a person?
I would give it a big hug. I love snow.
Okay. You know, this is another woman who doesn't have to shovel the snow, probably doesn't have to drive in the snow, doesn't have to deal with the snow. She sits inside, makes cookies, and goes, it's beautiful.
No, that's not true. I have an hour commute every day, back and forth to work.
If it snows, will you have to go in, though?
I work for a university, so.
Well, if the university is closed.
Do you realize that every time there's a snowstorm, we have to battle the snow to come in here and tell you to stay home? Right, talk about having a stupid job.
I'm sorry.
John, what about yourself?
I take them on my roof, strangle them,
throw them off my roof and let the bears get them.
The bears get them. Where do you live? Roxborough? No.
I got bears. I got mountain lions. I got all that.
Wow. Where do you live?
Outside of Hackettstown, New Jersey.
Oh, wow.
Hey, you want to know something?
What's that?
In the state of Maine, it's illegal to take a stone out of a lake.
Okay.
I did not know that.
Thanks for filling us in on something that happened 2 hours ago. Okay, Lisa, if snow is a person, what would you do to it?
Blowtorch it.
John, how about you?
I would plow it.
You're talking about like with a truck, right?
Maybe really likes snow.
Paul, if snow was a person, what would you do to it?
I'd introduce it to my ex-wife.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Liar!
Whoa!
102.9. MGK.
Do you remember Patty Brett?
Yeah.
Patty Brett that Steve's looking at me.
The Sigma Kids, I think. Right?
Yeah, it was one of the Sigma Kids when we did the Bowie special.
Yeah, we
talked to her, and she was the one who was running around the city, to be in the studio with Bowie, and was running around at the Warwick Hotel and, you know, hanging out with him and him answering questions. Great story. And she runs that bar. She has that bar, Doobie's Bar, on 22nd and Lombard.
South Philly?
22nd and Lombard.
Oh, yes. All right.
Well, it ends up that on St. Patrick's Day, it seems that somebody was in her bar, and, you know, she has Bowie memorabilia all over the place.
Uh-huh.
And over the jukebox, there are these tiles that have different Bowie album covers on them.
Okay.
And some guy, and they're kind of bolted to the wall with zip ties.
Okay.
All right. And some guy decides that he's going to take one. And she sees him standing there. He's standing there. He's got something under his coat. Something doesn't look good. Right? All right. He leaves. She turns. She looks, and she notices this thing is missing. All right, now this is a true Philadelphia woman, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay? Hardcore.
Yeah. All right, she is hardcore. Hardcore Bowie fan, hardcore Philly woman.
Yep.
All right, she chases the guy down.
Nice.
All right, chases him. You're going to love this.
the bar owner.
Chases him down, right, and starts punching him in the head. She's got him in his car, and she's punching him in his head, like, give me back my Bowie memorabilia. Boom, boom, boom.
Punching in the street.
I'm quoting her. It's ridiculous. I told the police, I'm a 62-year-old woman with arthritis in her hand, and I have to punch somebody who stole something from me. The cops just stood there and laughed.
Go, Patty.
Yeah, wham, bam, no thank you, ma'am.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK.